This is Aunt Dee, and it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Today you will get a clean sheet of paper and write Conquest Era. On another clean sheet of paper, you will write Reviewing the Eras. At the bottom of the page, write number 17. After the story, you will draw a picture of the story and add this to your storybook. Joshua, what is our memory verse?
Be strong and of a good courage. Joshua 1:6.
Good job. Today we will begin the Conquest Era. You have already learned about the Creation Era, the Patriarchal Era, the Exodus Era, and today we begin the Conquest Era. Wow! You are learning to be little people of great big faith. Why don't we sing about each era? Okay, I'll need some helpers. I'll name an era and you name a song, okay? Creation Era.
Adam and Eve.
Oh, I like that song. Do you have another favorite for the Creation Era?
Brandon singing the rainbow song.
Okay, we'll sing them both.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God.
Now Adam, he was the first one around. God made him from the dust of the ground. He gave him a job and he gave him his life, but he didn't yet have a wife.
Aww.
Now it wasn't good for Adam to be all alone in the garden, you see. So God put Adam in a real deep sleep. He didn't even need to count sheep. God took a rib from Adam's side, formed it real nice, and he made him a bride. When Adam awoke, he was real pleased.
Woo!
That's how the Lord made Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, we're made in the image of, made in the image of, made in the image of God.
Rainbow, the wonder of a rainbow. It can turn a day that's so-so into a glorious day. Hey, don't you love a rainbow? It can make a heart glow. It can make a smile grow. The wonder of a rainbow. I've often wondered what Noah thought after the flood when you felt a raindrop. God consulted with the promise of love. God made a rainbow and he hung it above. Rainbow, the wonder of a rainbow. It can turn a day that's so-so into a glorious day. Hey, don't you love a rainbow? It can make a heart glow. It can make a smile glow. The wonder of a rainbow.
How about the patriarchal era?
What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
The names of the first three.
9, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. 10, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
Wow, that was a mouthful, wasn't it? Let's try that again.
What were the names of the patriarchs? Can you tell me, please?
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were the names of the first three.
Jacob had 12 sons, and their names were these: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, and Judah, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Issachar, and Zebulun, and Joseph, and Benjamin. These were the patriarchs.
What's a patriarch?
A patriarch is the father of a nation.
Have patience.
And who should have had patience?
Abraham and Sarah should have kept waiting on baby Isaac.
Good job.
There was a snail called Herbert who was so very slow. He caused a lot of traffic jams wherever he would go. The ants were always getting mad, and the beetles, they would fume. But Herb would always poke along and sing this little tune.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
When Herbert was much younger, he often got in trouble. Forgetting that he was a snail, he did things on the double. He'd crash through every spider web, and with crickets he'd collide. Till one day Herbert's father took his speeding son aside.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
As you can well imagine, there's a moral to this tale. Some of you may find yourself behind a creeping snail. So if you get impatient and you're easily disturbed, think about this little song and take a tip from her. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
I like the song, "Without Faith, It's Impossible to Please God."
Well, let's just sing that one too.
Without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's impossible to please God. He who comes to God must believe that He is, and He rewards those who seek Him. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Just believe God will do everything that He says He will do. And He rewards those who seek Him.
Without faith, it's impossible.
It's what?
It's impossible.
What?
Exodus era.
I like the song Dry Bones.
And why?
Joseph told the children of Israel to take his bones with him when they left Egypt and headed for the promised land of Canaan. He had faith God would bring them out of Egypt, even if he didn't live to see it. It reminds me to keep the faith no matter what.
Is there another request? Yes, you over there. What's your request?
I am bound for the Promised Land.
Who was bound for the Promised Land?
Jacob's whole family, the children of Israel.
Good job.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie.
I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
All o'er those wide extended plains shines one eternal.
And today, we begin the conquest era. Now, what does conquest mean?
It's like a fight!
Okay, boys. Thank you for the demonstration. Now, what song should we sing for the conquest era?
Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho!
Perfect! That's just perfect.
Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho. Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fought the battle of Jericho, and the walls came a-tumbling down.
You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may talk about your men of Saul, but there's none like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho.
Remember the story of the 12 spies returning from the land of Canaan? All the people had to go back into the wilderness and wander around for 40 years until the whole generation died out except Joshua and Caleb.
We just arrived in Canaan and we see how fertile the land is. The grapes are large and so delicious.
Look at the size of these grapes. It will take two of us to carry them back.
No problem. I'll get a pole to carry them on.
I'm taking pomegranate.
I'm taking figs.
Well, men, we've been here 40 days. We better head back.
Wow, look at the size of those grapes.
Oh, you brought figs and pomegranates too?
The land is a rich land, as you can see from the fruit.
The people who live there are mighty.
Their cities are well fortified.
On top of that, there are giants there.
Mighty men? Walled cities? Giants?
Not me. I ain't going.
Who are we among them?
Let's go at once to conquer this land. We can overcome these people.
Don't believe Caleb. There's no way.
We are not strong enough to conquer these people.
These people are mightier than we are. Besides, the giants we saw, mighty men there. They're so mighty we look like grasshoppers beside them.
Yeah, it was bad. Really, really bad.
Talk about looking like grasshoppers.
We're no match for those mighty men.
This is impossible.
It can't be done.
Don't let Joshua and Caleb deceive you.
We saw it with our own eyes.
It's a no win.
Moses and Aaron, what have you done to us?
We've had nothing but trouble since we left Egypt.
If only we had died in Egypt.
If only we had died in the wilderness. Let us find a new leader to take us back to Egypt.
It is a good land. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us into the land. It's a land flowing with milk and honey. He will give us the land. Do not fear the people.
Do not rebel against the Lord or fear the people of the land. They are like bread for us to eat, for the Lord has taken away their protection. He is with us.
Let's stone Joshua and Caleb.
I agree. Let's stone them. Who needs leaders that endanger the people?
Yes, I really like that story. I wish I could have played the part of Joshua, because my name is Joshua.
Well, Joshua is going to be all through the conquest era. Do you remember what the Lord told Joshua? The Lord said it several times.
Be strong and of a good courage. Joshua 1:6.
Good job.
And I would like to be Caleb.
You would like to be Caleb? Do you have faith like Caleb? And do you remember Caleb's famous line?
Give me this mountain!
Well, you sure do sound like a young man of faith. Boys and girls, do you remember King Sihon and Og? They were enemies of the children of Israel, but God intervened for them.
We sure do!
How about those snakes in the wilderness?
How could we forget about the snakes?
What about the story of Balak and the little donkey that could speak like a person? The next morning, Balaam and the men headed out. But while they were riding, Balaam's donkey became frightened. and ran off the road and stopped between two stone walls and hurt Balaam's foot.
I am so angry with you. I'm going to give you a good beating.
Balaam hit the donkey. Tried to force the little donkey to go back on the road. But the place was so narrow. There was no place for the little donkey to go. Either right or left. So the little donkey just lay down in the road with Balaam on top of her. Balaam was so angry.
I would kill you if I had a sword.
And then, would you believe it? That little donkey began to talk just like a person.
What have I done to cause you to hit me?
Because you did not obey me.
You would have thought that would have shocked Balaam, but he was so angry it didn't even shock him. He was having a conversation with a little donkey.
You have ridden me all your life. Haven't I always obeyed you?
You have been a good donkey, but why aren't you obeying me today?
Then suddenly, Balaam saw why his little donkey did not go forward. An angel was standing in the road with his sword drawn.
Oh, yeah, I really like the donkey story.
Me too.
Oh, the Bible is so full of interesting and exciting stories that build our faith, and every single one of those stories is true. Now, do you remember the leader of Israel who just died?
Moses!
Yeah, his name was Moses.
Good job. Who remembers how old Moses was when he died?
I do. 120 years.
Good job. What's that I hear? Shh. Listen. What is it? It's getting louder. Do you hear what I hear? What is it?
It's the gospel train!
Well, let's all hurry and get on board. Now that Moses was dead, the Lord told Joshua to lead all the people over Jordan. He said every place they walked in Canaan would be theirs. The Lord said not to fear any man, because just like he was with Moses, he would be the same God to Joshua.
I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and of a good courage. Be strong and very courageous. The law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall think about it day and night. Do everything that is written in the law. If you will do that, I will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. I am commanding you again. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid or troubled. I, the Lord thy God, am with you wherever you go.
So Joshua and Caleb had finally lived to see the day the people were ready to obey God and go into Canaan. Boys and girls, do you know there are people, they wander around many years of their life. We sing a song about it, Wasted Years. Just wasted years, oh how foolish. Maybe the Lord told them to be a preacher, or a teacher, or a missionary, or a stay-at-home mother, or give Him more of their time and work for Him. It could be anything. God knows what He wants them to be. Right now, you're young and you have your whole life before you, but many of these disobedient people are much older and they still haven't obeyed the Lord. Let's just bow our heads and close our eyes and pray right now that we will give the Lord all the days of our life and be instant in obedience. Lord, we thank You for life. We thank You for direction that You have given to each of us. I'm thankful for the ones who have listened. And for the ones who haven't, if their bodies are still able and they can do anything for You, I'm asking that You help those who've wasted years, that they will turn around and give You the remaining days of their life. And for all of these young boys and girls, pray that they will be instant in obedience to spare them scars on their lives. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. Let us do His good will. He abides with
going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt
Dee. Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee's Storytime presentations are non-profit. Groups featured on the program are Cedarmont Kids, St. John Children's Choir, Agape Music, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.